The new film, Dear President Obama, The Clean Energy Revolution Is Now, will be seen Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Linda. WAMC's Performing Arts Studio in Albany. It's part of the Food for Thought film series. The film, narrated by actor and activist Mark Ruffalo, is a direct appeal to President Obama as he shapes his environmental legacy, but it is also a very loud shout-out to every elected official in the country to carefully consider the growing evidence that proves that leaving fossil fuels in the ground is the only reasonable energy path forward, is the message of the film. The film is written and directed by John Bauermaster, who joins us on the roundtable this morning. John, thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you.
Very nice to have you. So, how did this project come about?
Well, you'll remember in May of 2012, we hosted an event here in Albany called Dear Governor Cuomo.
Yes.
Which we filmed, and the film became a part of the toolbox of activists in New York State trying to convince Governor Cuomo that fracking was not appropriate for New York State. A message that he eventually listened to in December of 2014. They banned fracking in New York. But in the interim, we got kind of turned on by this notion that while this was an interesting conversation to have in New York, we should take a look at the subject across the country. So we went out and we filmed in 20 states. We talked to 150-plus people about the impacts of drilling and fracking in their states. And I think, you know, initially when most of us learned about fracking, we thought it was confined to the rural corners of remote states or remote corners of rural states. And what we learned is that it actually impacts, 17 million-plus people who live within a mile of a brand-new gas or oil well. And there were people living in the hearts of cities. They were living in wealthy suburbs. They were living in, rural places and in some of those remote corners. I mean, in other words, it was impacting everyone.
When you go out and you do a project like this, this is obviously, as evidenced by what you just said in New York State, it's changing all the time, too. So I assume even as you were doing the film, things were coming on the radar and going off the radar.
Exactly. And, I've just finished a 50-city tour where we've taken this new movie, Dear President Obama, literally across the country. I will say that the New York section is saved till the end of the film, and every time it plays, no matter what state we're in, it gets a round of applause because people really did watch what happened in New York. But, you're right. It's an incredibly evolving issue, except for the fact that there are some states with long histories of fossil fuel extraction, Colorado, North Dakota, Texas, California, where in many respects things haven't changed that much. I think some of the most surprising parts of the film are in states run by Democratic governors, including Colorado and California, where drilling is booming, despite the fact that they're led by Democrats.
Mm. What do you make of President Obama and that environmental legacy that we alluded to in the introduction?
Yeah, well, that's been actually that was the most interesting thing for us to watch was the fact of his evolution during the course of two terms on environmental issues. When you think of President Obama, I don't think you think of him as a particularly outdoorsy guy. You think of him playing golf maybe or shooting hoops, or you don't see him typically out in the forests and on rivers and et cetera. And I think he has a distance, or he had a distance, from environmental issues. But during the course of two terms, that evolved. It was also dependent upon who was advising him. In his first term, I think he was advised by some people who had more corporate connections. And in the second term, he was advised by a great, smart Democratic strategist named John Podesta, who's a great environmentalist. And what is John Podesta doing now? Running Hillary Clinton's campaign. So we're hoping that if she's elected, we're hoping that he'll stick around and influence her.
Do you think that when it comes to, I mean, we're at the end of the administration. So where are we now in the president's thinking, and how is this set up for perhaps a change?
Well, you'll remember early in his tenure, in consecutive State of the Union messages, he declared, we have 100 years of natural gas. We're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. I mean, he completely bought into that notion that we were going to provide energy independence for America and a quote-unquote clean energy in natural gas.
Which Hillary Clinton also said early in this campaign,
That's right. Hillary is not on board with these issues yet. I'm hoping that she'll be, her molded, if she becomes president, to be a little more concerning about these things. But no, actually, at this very moment, I'd say that Hillary is worse than Obama. Well, Obama, I think, has evolved more and in regard to the fact that, you know, fossil fuels are just not the future. I mean, the reality is that, you know, there is still some fossil fuel to be taken out of the ground, but it's going to run out pretty soon, you know, in decades. So why not transition now rather than continue to burn fossil fuels?
So let's take New York State as a microcosm. What can you use it as an example from that fight and ultimately winning it, at least for the assuming for the short term, that you think can extrapolate itself to a national level of convincing leaders that this is concerning and we shouldn't be doing it?
Well, you know, New York State, what we saw in New York State was an incredible grassroots movement. The advantage that New York had when it came to drilling and fracking was that we're not an extractive state. We don't have a history of drilling here in New York, not in a big way. I mean, using Colorado as an example, in several Colorado communities have adopted bans and moratoriums against fracking, just as they did here in New York. But in Colorado, the Democratic governor, John Hickenlooper, has come out and sued those communities on behalf of the oil and gas industries to continue to allow them to drill and frack because he believes that for his economy that's imperative.
We had him on the show, and it seems, I mean, Colorado obviously is a very environmentally conscious state. And so what do you think that what's the motive there?
His state's economy. You know, as during the course of making Dear President Obama, Mark Ruffalo and I took a step aside and we made a short film, a half-hour film called Dear Governor Brown, looking specifically at these same issues in California. Because when you think of a green governor, Jerry Brown, you know, it's got to be at the top of the list. And California has done lots of good things in regard to renewables and electric cars and tax subsidies for investing in solar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's also California's the third largest producer of oil in the country, is a huge part of California's economy. Jerry Brown has no hesitancy in going around the world and encouraging other nations, other states to leave fossil fuels in the ground. He never says that at home. Never says that at home.
Do you think, is there a similarity to be made to, I mean, you're saying it's economics, but also is it similar to the gun lobby that there is such a lobby out there that it makes it very, very difficult to change and almost become it's not a partisan issue because everyone's faced with the same thing. They don't want their state economy to tank.
That's right. And yeah, that's right. Oil and gas has lobbyists have big power. But the thing that's changed just in the last few years, and we see it here in New York State, we see it across the country, is that solar, wind, other alternatives are booming. You know, we're right there, you know, in terms of accessing these cleaner energy solutions, but it takes political will to get us there, and it also requires us as individuals to fully participate. You know, we're a pretty, you know, I wrote the script for Dear President Obama. I can quote it. You know, we are a rapacious species. You know, the one thing man has always done well since he could stand on 2 feet is burn stuff. That's what we know, and we have to get away from that. But this transition to a new energy economy is perhaps the biggest transition in the history of humankind. You know, you've got 7+ billion people headed towards 8 and 9 billion who are burning stuff, you know, and convincing them to turn a corner and not burn stuff is going to take a couple generations. So, you know, it's a big fight. I was at an event recently in Aspen where T. Boone Pickens, who is one of the kind of grandfathers of promoting natural gas as a boon, was asked, you know, what he thought about renewables. And he said, well, renewables are good. I certainly understand that. He said 70% of the fossil fuels we take out of the ground now go towards transportation, cars, trucks, airplanes, long-haul shipping. He said, are we ready to replace those fuels with alternatives in order to drive, keep moving the economy forward? So, I mean, there's lots of room to grow. But when I look around at from Buffalo, who would have thought that Buffalo would have become a leading example for how alternative energy can revitalize a downtown? No one would have guessed that. But there are cities across the country that are really grasping the idea that solar and wind make economic sense. And I think that's when the big energy and oil companies and those lobbyists are going to transition and maybe governments will get their ways more when those gas and oil industries admits that there's money to be made in solar and wind.
That the T. Boone Pickens remark is interesting because are we in some ways putting the cart before the horse, or do we have to do them together?
I think we have to do them together, but it raises the bigger issue that even if we move to a non-fossil fuel economy, if the economy continues to grow, if we keep manufacturing cars, if we keep birthing, you know, people at increasingly high rates, you know, if the economy doesn't somehow slow, it won't matter what emission, what fuels we're using to charge our systems.
You've been all over the country showing this film, and you're going to be bringing it to the Linda tomorrow night. Obviously, people have a chance to speak to you, and I'm curious as to how those Q&As go. I assume in some ways you're preaching to the choir, but there must still be some interesting conversation come out of it.
No, they've been fantastic, and yes, we're preaching to the choir, but I need the choir. I need them as their acolytes. I need them as acolytes to go out. The website, DearPresidentObama.com, we want people to go to that. We want people to use social media to let the president know that he should watch this film and sit with his family and watch it. No, the most compelling thing for us is that the film takes a nationwide look at these issues. But in venue by venue, market by market, city by city, what people show up for is they want to know what's going on in their own backyards.
Right.
And people here, you know, I say it all the time. We New Yorkers have nearly thrown our arms out of their socket, patting ourselves on the back for the ban on fracking. But, as you well know, in New York State, we host all of the ancillary businesses of drilling. You know, we have the bomb trains running up and down the Hudson. We have big oil deliveries to barges on the Hudson. We have all sorts of pipeline fights, all carrying either natural gas or crude oil. In western New York, they're still using a lot of, quote-unquote, brine or toxic waste from fracking operations to melt ice on the roads in the winter. I mean, we haven't escaped the impacts of fracking just because we're not drilling.
The new film, Dear President Obama, The Clean Energy Revolution Is Now, will be seen Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Linda in downtown Albany. John Bauermaster is the man behind the film, and he'll be at the screening, and we'll be taking questions and answers. It's all part of the Food for Thought film series. You can find out more by going to thelinda.org, thelinda.org. John, thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you
for sharing. Good to see you.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Again, Dear President Obama, shown tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Linda in Albany, thelinda.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.